Hello gbogbo èèyàn, orúkọ tèmi ni Mayo Ajisafẹ. Àmọ́ kí n káàbọ̀ sí orí ètò Audacity to Lead podcast. Dayo lẹ́rù pé máa gbọ́ tẹ́lẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n akànnì ká ṣe nǹkan ọ̀tọ̀ lénìí. Hello everyone, my name is Mayo Ajisafẹ and I'm super excited to be co-hosting this with Dayo on another episode of Audacity to Lead. And this is the Christmas episode, just like that. I just mentioned it to me before we hit the record button.
Thank
so, Dayo, what's up?
Thank you for being here with me on this episode.
You're welcome.
It's actually wonderful to have you here. At least this is going to be the first episode ever that you are going to be podcast.
Sure. I've been clamoring to be on your show before. Though, but you won't. I don't have much to offer, so you won't even admit me to come on your podcast.
What's that?
That's my belief anyway.
I've always mentioned your name anyway, so most people will, of course, a lot of people will know you. But
how many people really know me?
I don't know.
I would like to know. Please, can I know?
Well, welcome to this episode of Audacity to Lead.
Welcome, everyone.
I am Dayo Samuel, and with me today, I am
Mayowa Ajisafẹ.
Yeah, and Mayowa is a member of my mastermind group, and together we are out to actually rock life, enjoy the best of life.
Yeah, life is good.
Our core value actually is that of freedom. We seek to be independent and freedom, free so that we can build a business we love while living the life of our dreams. That's always been what we focus on in our mastermind. And our third member, maybe one day you also get to hear from him.
His name is Damien, anyway.
So today we actually doing this episode and we are talking about gratitude. We want to talk about the things we are grateful for the year 2015. Personally, Amy, Dayo Samuel, so that I'll speak Yoruba like you did just now. Personally, I'm actually grateful for a lot of things this year, but I think I would like to hear from you first, Mayowa. What are you grateful for this year?
Okay, what I'm grateful for? Gratitude has been a very important part of my life. And since I've accommodated gratitude into my life, I think life has been so better, so cool. And I've always looked, when I look back, there are so many things to thank God for. There are so many things to be grateful for. Even when I started my online entrepreneurial journey, things were so hard and everything was so hard. But along the line, things started coming up, and today it's very, very, very awesome. When I begin, if I want to share my story now, it's a very awesome one because it's like a story of from grass to grace. But that on its own is something I should be grateful for, because this year has been a very, very great year for me. I've been my laziest this year, and this year is also ironically a year that I made more than I've ever made in my life. And I stopped working, let me say, June this year, and it's been very awesome. That tells me something. That can you get something from what I just said?
Yeah, actually, that tells you that it's not about the hard work a lot of people peddle around, that you have to work hard for you to make life work. So it's not about hard work, it's actually about smart work. It's about smart work, it's about doing the things that really matter.
Something you should take away from our gratitude episode today is stop working hard. Find it. There is always a way, there is always an option for you to work smartly. I used to work with days without sleep, even weeks last year, but this year I've had the best time of my life. I sleep for almost 2 months or so, around August till around October or so. I slept for almost 16 hours, a minimum of 16 hours a day.
Oh, and boy.
Yeah, exactly.
They used to say that sleep makes you poor, but in this case...
No. And money keeps coming into my account. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's
And
that's
my body
part.
Was very, very awesome, those period. And I think I gained like 20 kg
oh, boy.
In those periods. So as if there's something I'm grateful for today, I can sit down here and say, For 2 months of my life, I slept for an average of 16 hours in a day. Can you imagine that?
You know, they say that if you sleep for 8 hours a day, if you have 60 years, you'd have slept 25 years of your life.
No, that's...
But that is
that's
a general
cliche.
Conception.
That's just a lie.
So, for me, personally, I'm grateful for a lot of things that have happened in my life this 2015. And some of them, I actually talked about them last week on the episode. I think that should be episode 46. I talked about them, and I was talking about experiencing a lot of first things in my life this year. For example, this year was the year I bought a smartphone, a better smartphone.
Yeah, so it wasn't.
And like I said, it was this year that I used Selfie Stick for the first time.
Wow. I've never used one anyway. So
interesting. So
but surely before the year runs off, I will surely use one.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe.
Yeah, sure.
So actually, this year I'm grateful to God. In this month of December alone, I collected 2 awards. Now, those are not even the most important things that I'm grateful for this year. I'm grateful for the kind of people that are in my life. I'm grateful for the kind of things I've done. Okay, talking about making money, this is the year that I've turned down jobs. When I say turned down jobs, I mean I've had job offers.
Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, people,
so
as in companies,
turned down jobs offer.
Companies, earlier, as in several, I think about 8 this year, that I've turned down. And they are not just jobs. They are very high, they are highly paid jobs. Jobs of maybe 180K per month.
Wow. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Last year, or let me say 2 years before now, we would have turned that off.
As at that time, my priorities were not right. So I would have accepted. Because
so what was the difference this year?
The difference is that now I'm able to understand my core value. I'm able to understand the most important thing to me, which is freedom, which is independence.
Exactly.
Which is living life in
according
the way,
to your own time.
I love that English.
You know, I once started a blog that is called Live Life on Your Own Time. Though I used to jump from one project to the other. So those are just one
I'm
of
not
my
surprised own. At that.
don't start.
In the last 1 year, a little over 1 year that I've known you, you have jumped into a lot of projects.
Don't mind me. That's just, I the process really is what really excites me. I love starting things and it's not about the result. I don't really care about the results. I experiment a lot and maybe it's only this year that I've from my experimentation and lab into the minimum, as in I've never even experimented.
And actually, do you know the funny part? It was when I got to know you that I embraced this
mentality of experimenting.
And actually, it has brought me a lot of know-how. It has helped me to experience a lot of things. It has even made me more money because in the process of testing out
things, like, find something that
like,
really works.
Like this other guy, like the third person mentioned the other day, he said, this is the first time he's actually creating a product that generated six figures. For the first time. For me too, that it was out of experiment that I created a product that generated 6 figures. This 2015. So it's a lot of things. Even looking at business, looking at marketing, this year has been an awesome year. And the good part is 2016, I'm going to do a lot of experiments too.
Yeah, sure.
But this time around, they're mature experiments.
Mature experiments. Because the truth of the matter is that when we started our journey, our online entrepreneurial journey, we always did a lot of things. Even now today, I was talking to Dale yesterday. I said, I look back into last year and even 2 years ago, I've done a lot of stupid things that I never even imagined myself doing now. You know, one thing, as you keep testing, you keep getting some results, some will suck and some won't work. At the end of the day, what really works, you will get a lot of experience. And at the end of the day, you find yourself realizing that you only have to do some things, and those things that are working, you just have to leverage on it. That has been my story for these past few years.
Yeah.
Because everything, most of the time when I try things, some will work and some won't work. I will learn, I will move on, I will try another thing. But at the end of the day, something keep working. And with experience and with my past indeed and everything I've been doing, I realized this is exactly where I should focus on. So today, I never really need to do much. I never really need to consume much. Before, I used to consume podcasts, blogs, and the likes. But now, I know exactly what I want. Just like you mentioned, that you are focusing on exactly what you really want.
Yeah.
So, I would like to ask you one question. You know, life is not really all about business and the likes. We have already shared our experiences of this year being a very awesome year financially for us and even in our business. But personally, let's take a look at our personal life. Life is all about, it's not about business. It's all about balancing your business life with your personal life, with your relationship life, and even with your personal relationship with God. So in that aspect, what has been your scorecard this year?
Personally, I don't believe I actually believe somehow that for some people, there's a belief of work-life balance. But for me, I don't look at work-life balance as the most important because I know from time to time our passion changes. And based on the change that happens with our passion, the things we will do part time always change. But then let me come to your question. The things that have happened in my own personal life, like I mentioned, some things that I experienced this year, I didn't plan to experience them. In fact, like I always say, or like I've recently started to say, I'm not so particular about goals. I'm more particular about the outcomes that I get. So let's say in my personal life, what I looked forward to this year was actually to be a particular person, to become so and so person. And I'm grateful to God because as at now, I've become that person.
So can you share with that person? We want this episode should be
first
an uncut version.
First of all, what I became this year that I'm grateful for is the fact that when I was entering 2015, one of the things I said is that I was going to become the authority on podcasts around here in Africa, around here in Nigeria. And I'm grateful to God that I was able to build that. Very simple things that I did, which I'm actually releasing a new book, The Influencer Manifesto, on the 1st of January, which is going to document what I actually did. I think that will be based off this episode. So hey, for anybody listening right now, you can get that
Influencer
Manifesto.
What? Please call that shameless plug. For now, can you remember my question? I asked you, apart from business, your personal life, your relationship life, your relationship with God, spiritual, physical,
well,
and emotional.
Spiritually, my life has improved. Spiritually, my life has improved a lot. Emotional life, well, I had a lot of ups and downs in my past relationship. I had a lot of ups and downs. When I say a lot of ups and downs, I mean not less than 9 ups and downs.
Oh, really? And that's so big. so enormous.
Well, the thing
9 ups and downs.
If you don't understand who you are, or not even who you are particularly, if you don't understand what you want, you'll not be able to actually do what you are meant to do. In that particular instance, it was a conflict. It wasn't even a really terrible thing anyway, but the details will be reserved
for another day. That's an Ojoro, you know.
Well, you see. So.
All right, I understand you. I understand.
In my financial life, like I said, this year I've been able to generate a lot of more income than previous year. This is the first year that I actually had my first six-figure income. And apart from even turning down a lot of jobs, which means that right now I don't work on a job, so to say, but I'm doing what I'm called to do. That's
you
the
are
best
living
thing.
The life that
I'm
you
living
really
the kind of life I want to really
that's
live.
Good.
And then what was the other part that you asked?
Spiritual.
I've answered spiritual now.
Okay.
I grew far more spiritual
emotional,
this year.
Okay, you
in
have
fact,
emotional
one of the things I came to understand this year is that God has given me all that I need for life and godliness. I was able to understand it from a deeper perspective,
wow.
Not just from
amen,
what.
Pastor.
I was able to understand it in a deeper way, and that has helped to improve my life. So I hope I've answered your question now.
Yeah, sure. On my own side anyway, if you won't ask me that, I will really say
I was going
anyway.
To ask you anyway.
All right, so ask me officially.
Well, this is a Christmas episode, so it's a lot of fun in your life, personally, physically, spiritually. Physically, I think I grew shorter.
Me or you?
Me.
No, you can't do
but I grew more handsome this year. I grew more handsome this year.
Yeah,
well, like good. We saw in that picture, there's nobody who's not fine.
Yeah, sure. It's only about money. It's only about being broke. When you have money, you surely look more handsome and more beautiful.
So, in your own life, in your own personal life, physically, emotionally, relationship-wise, spiritually.
Anyway, there is one mantra I always follow in life. Been following that mantra for almost a year now. I have three phases or four phases in my life: spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental. So I see those four things as something that I always been a core and core foundation of my life. What do I mean by all this? I call physically, I want to stay fit. A sick person can never make money. A sick
sure.
person can never be happy.
Sure.
And even I want to save the world, but if I'm not okay in my body, if I'm sick, if I'm not feeling fine, if I'm weak, I won't be able to save myself, not to even talk of saving the world.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I want to stay physically fit. And by that, I really tried this year. I slept for almost 2 months. I slept for an average of 16 hours in a day. That was unprecedented and my first anyway. And I'll be trying more of it. But at the end of the day, I got busy and the likes, and I can't really follow that pattern again. But those 2 months, my body was so awesome. I feel cool. I feel relaxed. And it was very, very, very good experience. Up to this year, I've fallen sick less, more than I used to do before. I'm more fit. and even it has really affected my confidence level. I'm now more confident than the mile I used to have last year.
Yeah, you know me, I actually had to do a lot of work on my self-esteem, on my confidence, because like I said the other time, conflict, when I mentioned conflict the other time, those were some of the things I was experiencing. So I had to do a lot of work on that. But the good part is that when I took a particular behavioral course, it was there that I was able to understand all of that. So, well, as we end the year, I think this should be the last episode for the year anyway.
Yeah, probably.
So if you are going to end the year, if you are going to give somebody a piece of advice.
There is something, before that, there is something. I only mentioned one stand of that four.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, because there are still three of them left. Like, emotionally, this year I've been very, very awesome. I'm not a serial dater anyway, but this year I've been able to enjoy a very great relationship with someone I really, let me say that, with someone, not really someone I really love, but someone I really like. And the most important thing is, this year I really figured out what I really want out of relationship and out of life. So it has really helped me shaped exactly what I'm looking for. I'm still a single guy anyway. If you ladies out there are listening, I'm very available.
Don't
worry, I will pay you. No, really,
you pay for sponsorship.
I know that you have been taken anyway. So for your information, that you have been taken, but my wife is still available. I'm all for grabs.
Oh my God.
That lady must be very, very awesome. I have a very high standard. So that by the way, sorry for that shameless plug anyway. So
when I was doing mine, you were
what talking. Spiritually, this year, all through my school days, I was always an NFA guy. Do you know what NFA means? I never did anything in church.
Explain
this
NFA.
Year, NFA is just someone who just go to church on Sunday.
What's the full meaning of NFA?
No future at all. That's what
I thought. It's no future ambition.
No. That no future and something like
no
that.
No future ambition.
Yeah.
Or no future
surely
at all.
That's the sort of a guy I was. So this year, I made a decision that I want to work for God, and it's a very, very, it's one of the best decisions I've ever took this year anyway. And I became a worker in my church, and since then I've been seeing God blessings from left, right, center, and even the middle, and even from the upstairs. One thing just resonates to me with that is that sometimes we don't even know what we are, as in we have anyway. Because my story has been very, very awesome. I look around at all the departments in my church. There is none of them that will easily fit. I can't sing unless maybe you want me to be singing terror instead of tenor. And ushering, I don't like standing and the lights. But I created a department that I know exactly I can fit into. And that is media and information. And it's been a very awesome experience. And in to top that up anyway, I enjoyed something that I can call a very good, anyway, those ladies in church noticed me more than I used to be. I was a nobody in church, but today, and I enjoy a very high popularity figure in church. And it was so awesome because I would strolling out, I would just meet ladies. Oh, you're from my church. Oh,
why
awesome.
They always ladies?
No, it's all about ladies. Come on, what I say?
Okay.
Yeah, the salt of the world. That's the truth.
Salt of the world.
Yeah, exactly. They make life very awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life, working for God. And Sunday has been my best day all through this year. I am always excited, looking forward to having another Sunday. So, apart from that, what else?
You are forgetting the other part, mentally.
Mentally, then, this year I've been very, very lazy. I shut down my business around June. My soul was, I was making money on it anyway. And I'm having clients all around, foreign clients and the likes. But my soul was not really there. So I have to shut my business down. It was a tense decision. It was very hard for me to take. But since I know this is not exactly what I want my art to be doing, I want something that can really kick me in my body, was something I'll be excited about. So I have to shut down my business. But since then, that decision really brought me into knowing another way of making money, which I'm even very grateful for today. But apart from that, being lazy and the likes, I have always try to share ideas with people. Dayo is one of a member of my mastermind group. We have always shared ideas together. And one thing I realized this year is that doing things alone will never work and take you to anywhere in life.
Sure.
Though not something we always agreed on, Dayo, I, and Dami, we always fought many times. But I've understand that this partnership, or let me call it this mastermind group, rubbing minds together, is a very, very wonderful way of moving forward and having success.
Sure.
That is one part of my life that I really improve on. Gathering with people, I'm always a lone ranger. I've always loved doing things on my own. But this year, I've been able to collaborate with someone like Dayo, someone like some of my awesome friends that I won't be able to mention on this podcast. I've learned how to collaborate with them, share ideas together, rub minds together, because I can always have one brain. But when Dayo brings his own brain to the table, I'm having two brains. So I will always do something better when the two of us are working together. So that's just exactly what, as in my life this year have been awesome. But in general, 2006 have been the best year ever.
It is 2006.
2015. Sorry.
Okay, I would have said, are you backtracking?
I'm just eager to jump into 2006. Don't mind me.
Yeah, so, you mentioned 2006.
2016. Okay. Don't mind me.
Wonderful. Well, it's actually a wonderful time. I didn't go to a lot of details like you did.
You know, I like talking a lot. So you are not the guy that always talk. If you know me well, you always.
But the good part is that this year has actually fostered a lot of things. A lot of very, very amazing things. And that is why we actually did this episode, to let you understand that life can actually go beyond just
work,
business.
There's more to life than
that. There's more to life than just what we see. And the good part is you can make the best of life happen for yourself in the coming year. You don't have to live by a particular rule or a particular law. Can actually do things. The good part is that laws are actually made so that it fits into particular modes, and sometimes you have to break the frame.
Laws are even meant to be broken. I hate rules. I don't live by any rules.
Like I'm asked the other time, I said, if you had to give somebody an advice for 2016, even though I'm going to give mine too.
Okay. Anyway, that question, just one piece of advice. Anyway, that's very hard because I have tons of advice to give. But altogether, number one, just like Dayo mentioned the other time, life is not just about money. I always used to worry about money before. I would like make money and the likes. But this year, I've understand that money is even not one of the most important things in life. Family, your relationship with God, gratitude, being grateful for everything you have.
Yeah.
Even if you don't even have anything, there are a lot of things you have that you don't even know you have. Be grateful. Gratitude is very, very important.
Yeah.
It's very hard to be grateful when things are not okay. But as I don't know, something that has just worked for me.
Yeah.
It's very easy to be grateful when things are okay, but just be grateful. There are a lot of reasons to be grateful for. And there is one force in life that always attracts good things to people who are grateful. That has been my experience this year. Then, apart from that, there is not one single way to do stuff.
Yeah, actually.
There is always options. You can always...
In fact, my own advice for 2016 that I was going to give is that find multiple options.
Yeah.
There's no single way to do anything.
Don't limit yourself to
just one option.
Because the reality of the whole thing is...
I was in a coaching program, and the coach asked me that if I were to get so and so outcome, what are the different ways? We're working with a particular model, so we said, what are the different ways I can come up with that? And then the first thing I said, I only came up with, I think, a 3 or 5. And I said, is that all? I said, yes. And I said, the five things I've come up with are just two. He said, have multiple options. That's one of the key things I took away from that coaching program. And the thing is, if you're going into 2016, go with a flexible, open mind. Be very flexible, be open, and be ready to move as soon as you get ideas.
Stop thinking and not doing things. Start something.
As
you've always wanted to do something.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Forget about the details.
The good part is that when you actually start, that's when you discover the other details that you need.
And even
all the details you are figuring out.
Life starts attracting what you want to you when you just... Sure. You know, it's a very simple logic. When you start something, the forces will just say, okay, this guy is serious. Let's help this guy.
Yeah.
Things will just start working. Though probably most of the time, from my own experience, things won't work the way you want. But you always find another way for things to work out. So, 2015 have been very awesome. I know 2016 will always be very, very more awesome than this.
Sure.
My last piece of advice anyway, get away from the frame. There is more life outside of the frame. Like Dios, break the frame. Idea. So
yes.
There is always a better life after the frame. Just break out. Destroy the frame. Live your life the way you want.
Sure. I believe that this episode has actually given you a peep into my life beyond just this podcast.
And anyway, of course, there are some details that you didn't share with us.
No,
anyway.
Actually, a couple of months back, I used to share a lot of details until people will send me messages, people will send me emails saying that, why did you say that? And I said, oh, really? Well, I actually decided I was going to just share everything, not holding anything back. But of course, there's nothing to hold back as long as I'm not being illegal and not being honest enough. So, I believe that this episode has actually given you some value for today, and I hope to see you in the new year. And together, from myself, everyone at Audacity to Lead, every member of Audacity to Lead tribe, and Maya, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas in arrears. Christmas is gone anyway.
A happy New Year in advance.
A very awesome 2016. Just go out there, do epic shit.
Now, I think one of the last things I should actually mention here is that for this 2016, give it a definition. Give 2016 a definition.
What's a definition?
A definition is what you attach to anything. Give it your own definition. For me, 2016 is the year for reaching for more. That's for 2016 for me. So, give 2016 a definition.
Okay, so what's your own definition for 2016?
That's what I've just said.
What?
I said 2016 is reach for more.
Reach for more.
So, it doesn't matter what I've done this year. I can always reach for more.
Anyway, my own...
And the good part is...
Yeah.
It's actually... from one of my favorite lines in my favorite book.
Okay, so what's that book?
Somebody has asked me, I said one day we'll discover. It is not time to discover yet.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Anyway, this
just
is where...
Just the book. Oh, come on. I won't release you until you say.
This is where we bring this episode to a close.
Oh,
we want to believe
it
that...
it seems like we should not go. Oh, that be a my law.
Thank you for being on the show today anyway.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. I really enjoy myself anyway. This will be my first episode in 6 months.
And funny enough, you actually started a podcast before me.
Yeah. That's true. But I will be doing more next year anyway. So I'm wishing you a happy 2016 in advance. And I pray and hope that 2016 will be better than any year I've ever spent in life. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been my pleasure being on Audacity to Lead podcast.
Thank you. And so we want to say we'll catch you on the next episode. Like we said, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Do we have a song for them?
Yes, I'm actually going to play a song today.
Oh, no, I mean the one that we can sing on our own. Let them hear our very good sonorous voice anyway.
You know me, I know how to sing.
Yeah.
You don't know how to sing.
Don't worry, I'll manage. Let's sing for
okay.
them.
Okay. Which song do we sing?
What do you want to? Okay, we are wishing them.
I have a song particularly.
Okay, let us.
It goes like this.
Okay.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas and a happy 2016. Don't mind that voice anyway.
Celebrate, jubilee. is praising the Lord, celebrating the Lord. This is in his back and you're feeling it, really you're feeling the joy of the Lord, celebrating the Lord. To us the Son is given, the reason we are living, why you be celebrating, just know Jesus Christ is the reason. I'm spreading the love to my friends and my family and my enemies around. The breath of the King of reconciliation between God and man, that's what it's about. Let's stop the fighting and bomb and wipe out the tears and make a toast to a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Never forget the Jesus.